You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host for the show, Crystal Hughes, and I'm delighted that you've joined us. Thanks for your presence here and this energy of our community. You're such a contribution to the collective consciousness, and we so appreciate you. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, the ancient practices, the ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but also from other worlds, galaxies, and dimensions as well. Ancient also means remembering your core, your true self, the greatest version of you that you can be, your supreme higher self. The theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings. Oh, and we call in the ancient ones. Feel their energy coming in as a collective to support us today, creating this sacred container. It allows you to feel that you can be open in this space, to open your heart. Now, let me introduce our guest to you. After spending almost 20 years in the corporate world, half of them managing and coaching high-performance teams, Ian Shelley is now on his divine purpose path in service by inspiring, motivating, and supporting others to take practical steps to raise their consciousness and vibration. He's a certified intuitive strategist by Academy for the Soul, the online school of intuitive arts, and he has a great, insightful gift of identifying how to connect a person's heart to the heart of Mother Earth. Ian is the curator, producer, and host of the Wisdom of the Ancients Global Telesummit Series, which you're on right now, the Academy for the Soul Discovery Series, and the Academy Healing Series. He's also the founder and curator of His Every Action, a global movement to help men rediscover and activate their noble nature. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that amazing introduction. It is really cool to be here on this side of the mic. Wow. I've probably in the last couple of years or 3 years interviewed maybe, you know, over 200 speakers now. We're in our ninth season of our various summits, and this is the first time that I'm on this side. And I'm just in deep, deep gratitude to the divine for bringing me to a place where I can really share what I've been called to share from, you know, my perspective, my own journey, and hopefully add that element of physicality that has made such a deep and profound and tremendous impact in my life. And I know it will make a deep and profound and tremendous impact on other people's lives as well. So I'm in deep gratitude for being able to be here today.
Well, we so appreciate all that you've done, and, of course, the creation of this beautiful platform. Now, today, Ian will be talking about enhancing and exploring vibration. You're going to learn simple mindfulness practices that will immediately raise and shift your vibration, how nature rushes in to support you and raise your vibration, how to have the new you low points be as high as the old you high points. He'll also share and take the group through a process to connect your heart with Mother Earth's heart, his specialty. Plus, Ian will be taking live questions, so be sure to dial in or ask your question online. Press star 2 on your phone or enter your question in the question box on the interview page. And yes, I'm sure he's going to have a lot of great information, insightful information. You know, I was there when Ian gave birth to this creation, Wisdom of the Ancients. And I can tell you that he's indeed a truth warrior of light. He has a deep passion for Mother Nature, and he's committed to creating change and consciousness on a universal level. So, Ian, your topic is enhancing and accelerating your vibration, and that sounds great. Should we get deeper into that topic? I think I'm ready. I think everyone else is. So, share with us, you know, what's one aspect of our being that's vitally important if we want to have a high and especially congruent vibration to our soul?
Right, right. Well, certainly the physical body. And the physical body is one aspect. Paramahansa Yogananda mentioned in his autobiography that taking care of the physical body is actually the precursor and is more important than meditation. I know we place such a large emphasis on accelerating our evolution as a soul, which is right. You know, we've come to that place of awareness where we know that we need to, almost like a butterfly, metamorphosize and move into that stage that we're so looking forward to, that stage of enlightenment, liberation, merging with the Supreme Source, really within all unity consciousness and wholeness. And something that I have found in my own personal journey, and I've been pushed by the divine or nudged by the divine for many years now to really bring this forth, is that our physical body, the body that we've been gifted, the body that works for us on our behalf and is of supreme service to us every single second of the day, is something that we don't always pay enough mind to. And what we don't pay enough mind to is the role that the physical body can and does play in our soul's evolution. And this, you know, if you look at the body, it's something that we almost minimize sometimes. But on the other hand, we often come at it with an attitude of it's too hard, it's too tough. And if you think of all the lower self tendencies that sometimes we're mired in, they're often related to the physical body. And it's things like what we eat, and it's things like how much we move our body, and it's things like how much we engage in our daily practice. Many of those things are quote-unquote hard to do or hard to keep up with, yet so important for our soul's evolution. Because the raising of our vibration, it allows us to really catapult to the other dimensions and the other frequencies that are there for us. And you really have this feeling of the beings of love, light, and service are standing there with open arms, just waiting for us. And we're reaching up, you know, maybe even figuratively reaching up, but we can't reach. Or maybe we can't see. Or maybe we can't feel. And when you look at it, it's maybe our physical tendencies. Again, what we eat, how we move our bodies, and the like, that are keeping us mired here in the third dimension. So there are things that are within our control. You know, when we have a clean and pure body, the prana can flow more freely, the life force energy can flow more freely. And it's a case of once it starts to flow, it's like that dam, that beaver dam, where you break open that beaver dam. That's stagnant, it's blocked, it serves the purpose for the beavers, of course, but for this analogy, once you move that the beaver dam, that water just flows and the vitality flows, so it moves from a place of stagnation where disease can take root and lower-level vibrations can just keep you mired there to this beautiful, life-flowing river of beautiful chronic energy and high vibration and frequencies where we can where we can really embody our true selves. And we become our true selves. We become our pure self. We don't have to get to a point where we look over our shoulders at the end of the day and go, oh, I wish I had handled that situation differently, because we handled it as our true self. We embody that love. We embody that compassion. And there absolutely are things that are within our control that we can enhance and accelerate our soul on its path. You know, again, mm-hmm. so often we look to the higher realms for answers. We look to earth angels to help us awaken faster. We look to healers to clear the trauma. And that's so important. I'm not minimizing that. It's so important. But there are things that we can do as well ourselves and that we need to do that will catapult us and enable our vibration to be raised at a much, much, much higher pace, much faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, from what I've seen as well in doing energy healing for the last, 18 years, is that many people resent their physical body, you know, because the body feels dense to them. And sometimes there is pain. And it's like, if only I didn't have to deal with this, then I'd be at peace. If only I didn't have to deal with this, then I could reach those higher realms. I would have the patience to sit, to channel, to bring the insights through. So I'm so grateful that you went there. And can we talk a little bit about then taking care of the physical body? I know for myself that for many years in the beginning of my path, my spiritual path, I totally ignored my physical body and then had to come back around to it. So I recognize mm-hmm. the importance of that. So can you talk a little bit about taking care of it and how we need to perceive it and how that perception can support us?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so as I mentioned earlier, your true self, your divine essence, your God self is within you. We are, right? We are. And there is a layer or a veil that is really covering up and not allowing our God self, our true self, or the aspect of the divine to be birthed. And it is often kept locked to varying degrees within our physical body. So it is possible to experience that divine compassion, that divine love, that divine joy, that divine bliss, that peace, that humility, that beautiful divine patience and awareness and innocence, all within this very, very lifetime. Within this lifetime, you can blossom. You can overflow with all of these virtues and values and feelings and emotions in this lifetime. It is possible. So our true self is literally laying dormant within our being. It's laying dormant within our being. It's there. It's there. It's carried within us. It's within our soul. It's the essence of the divine. So we can embody our true nature and be overflowing with love and joy. So in this human body, in this form, there are things that we can do physically to unlock our true self, to raise our vibration. And it's a case of once you start that process, then your vibration raises, the frequencies change, and it just continues. So it's like a snowball effect, but it definitely starts with the commitment and the choice to do that. And we had a speaker on the show here a little while back who said, "Are you ready?" And it's the same with your physical body. Are you ready? Because the change can be profound. The change is profound. Excuse me. The change is profound. So if you look at all the external stimuli and you look at the choices that we make, either through ignorance or through human tendencies or whatever physical desires, and what we expose ourselves to, a lot of that keeps us at the and the purpose of your body is soul, and to enhance the soul's ability or the soul's ability to move in the direction of enlightenment, then what we do to and for the body truly, truly, truly matters. So think of all the spiritual work that we're doing like a hot air balloon, right? So there's this beautiful hot air balloon. And so let's say you're over this beautiful desert and it's 5 a.m. and you've seen those photographs of New Mexico here in the United States, that state of New Mexico, where they have the balloon festival and it's, the sun is rising and all these balloons are in the air and the air is pure and crisp over the desert. And yet the balloon won't rise. But all that hot air, that fire, is moving into that balloon. Well, when you take a look around, the sandbags are still attached to the balloon. All the sandbags are tied to it, preventing this balloon from ascending. So think of your spiritual work as a hot air balloon, and think of the physical body and the vibration that your physical body contains as the sandbags. Now, I'm not saying that you can't rise with those sandbags. You can rise, and you do rise. There is tremendous possibility. There are miracles. The divine creates possibility. You are able to do amazing spiritual healing, beautiful activations and work, and you will rise. But with your body, if you're not taking care of your body, the progress is slower. And that's all I'm saying, is that there is a density, an energetic density. It doesn't have to be a physical density necessarily, although often a physical density accompanies the energetic density. And those are the sandbags. And once the sandbags are released, then we truly operate from a frequency of love and compassion and patience and kindness. And we feel better about ourselves. And when we feel better about ourselves, we carry higher level emotions. And as we know, higher level emotions carry higher level vibrations. So it's really, it's like math, right? When you feel better about yourself, you raise your vibration. So what can we do to feel better about ourselves? And when we feel better about ourselves, we can then be of greatest service to the world and all people and all beings and all life and all forms. And we can nurture and we can be kind and we can be compassionate when we raise our vibration. And when we do that, then the collective vibration raises. So the collective consciousness is raised.
Sure.
Which, as you know, which, as you know, is... I mean, try stop that. No, that's where we're going, especially now. There's a tidal wave. And the energies are here to support us. You know, 2018, as you know, is a very, very supportive year. And then you have events like today. We already spoke about this during your call, Crystal, today, Lionsgate today, that can amplify these energies. Yeah. I feel great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can hear it. We can hear it in your voice. And I think it is important for you to share with us what you've been taking. You know, what's going on?
Okay.
We want some of that, you know. Share with us so that we can make it real in our own lives and that we can see possibility for ourselves. Because, you know, again, as I was saying, is that sometimes we get into a rut. And we might even be mean and hateful to our own body. You know, some of us are caregivers, and we just keep giving and giving and giving and giving when we know our body is saying, slow down, rest a while. And others of us, you know, might have a tendency to do so much of that spiritual work, right, where we're frustrated with ourselves because we think we should be further along. And so then we kind of beat ourselves up for not being there, right? So I think this is very important for us to have a balance. I think that's what you're bringing our attention to. But also you're saying that with that consciousness of the body and creating it as a vessel and a conduit for this divine love, then we can ascend. Then we have within our power, the capacity to really make the divine connection so real for us. And that way we can then be of that greater service in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's so many facets to what you just said. So I'm just going to really feel into what needs to come through for the community to hear based on that that beautiful paragraph that you just stated. You know, the first thing that's coming through is that there is complete non-judgment here. So there is non-judgment. There's non-judgment towards ourselves and towards others. We are at the place we're meant to be. And as you know, as a way sharer, Crystal, we're not responsible for anyone receiving the message. We're only responsible for delivering the message, right? The divine takes care of the rest according mm-hmm. to divine timing. So there is non-judgment, and there's also non-attachment. So I'll talk to a couple of these things because I've been through my own metamorphosis. And I'm going to say, because, you know, everyone has been listening to the show and the multiple seasons we've had, again, over 200 speakers. And how many speakers have you heard say something along the lines of, I was at a low point and I had a transformation. I was depressed and I had a transformation, whatever that transformation looked like. So my journey is not dissimilar. I've had my ups and I've had my downs, so to speak, right? I've been in places where I have been the victim. I have been the martyr. I've engaged in self-sabotage. I have engaged in self-destructive behavior. I'm not talking, you know, like mutilation, things like that, but, you know, behavior that doesn't enhance my soul's journey. Certainly lessons, and I am deeply, deeply grateful for the lessons that I've had. It's the shadow and it's the mirror, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful. I can say that because of the choices that I've made, maybe I should rather say because of the place where I'm just so fortunate to be shown this place, really. I'm grateful to the divine for showing me that there is a different way of approaching things from a physical perspective that will allow me to raise my vibration and honestly to feel just very, very, very different to how I might have felt in the past. So I just want to say I'm super, super grateful. You know, there was an aspect of me that felt, you know, even as the creator of these platforms, I felt like I was missing out on something because I had all these amazing speakers. And on the one hand, I absolutely was so grateful that I was able to bring these incredible speakers to the show and have them touch so many people. But part of me was feeling that I was missing out. I just really felt that there was more possibility. There was more for me. I knew that my lifestyle, even though it was a spiritual lifestyle, it was not allowing the light that was there for me, the possibility to enter my being to the fullest degree possible. So I need to say that again. The light is there. The light is available. The guides are there. The help is available. The miracles are there. We are often our own obstacle to receiving that light. So I made a choice. I made a choice to be the very, very, very best version of myself that I could be. And it was a choice. And my choice was to become the greatest version of myself every day. So tomorrow I'm going to be healthier than I am today. I just turned 50. When I'm 65, my whole body is going to be regenerated and I'm going to be much, much healthier and fit than I am, not from an egotistical perspective, from a perspective of a greater channel, a clearer vessel. And my desire was that I would not be an impairment to whatever messages the universe wanted to bestow on me and share with me, either for myself, for my own personal journey, or for others. So that was my choice. And so what I did something physically. I made a physical choice. So for 6 weeks, I didn't take sugar into my body in any form, including fruit. And I so dearly miss fruit. And again, I wasn't on a diet. I wasn't on a diet. It was that I was told that I needed to do a level of, perform a level of purification and detoxification, even though I've been vegetarian / pescatarian for the last, 8 years or however long that is. And I, even though I don't eat dairy, and this is completely coming from non-judgment, I am not by any stretch of the imagination going to tell anyone what they should be putting in their body. I'm just telling you what worked for me. So I didn't eat the fruit. I haven't had coffee since April. It's what, August now, and I haven't missed it for a single day, and I found alternatives. I didn't put any gluten into my body. Right. So you can see, and I've always been organic for the last gosh knows how many years, except sometimes when you go to a restaurant and you just, there's just no organic. I made some choices physically. I didn't put any soy in my body. Right. So let me tell you that it feels absolutely amazing. So for 6 weeks, I made a change, and man, I feel amazing. I feel incredible. My children tell me I'm glowing. I've had people tell me I look radiant, feel vital, I feel vibrant. And there's been some amazing changes. As when I'm listening to people on the show, my body as a channel now is vibrating. I can feel physically. I can physically feel the vibrations in my body when truth is coming. My outcomes. I'm much more surrendered, if that's a word. I'm in surrender. I'm in detachment. I'm not attached to the outcomes. I've had a really physical physical transformation. Yeah.
How does this change impact people, you know, their spiritual practice, their connection with the divine? I know certain things have changed in your life. How can, you know, or what I should say, what can one expect as far as the connection with the divine and their spiritual practice as far as a change as they implement these things?
So let me start. So it's not all about the body. It's not all about the food. So don't think this is going to be, you know, 30 minutes of me talking about food. It's not, because what happens when you change that, the chemical imbalances in your body are restored. When you start taking care of your body, you start to want to really be more of a vessel. So your spiritual practice will change. So I started waking up super early in the morning, you know, 5 or so, and sometimes I would go to bed at night and I would have my alarm set for 5 or 5:30, and I would ask that. That I wake up restored and recharged at whatever time I need to wake up. And I'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so that allows you to engage in your spiritual practices. And you do it not begrudgingly, but you do it because you are now operating and vibrating at a different frequency. You want to connect with the divine because you are connecting with the divine. When you move throughout your day, when you say, you know, you've all heard everyone say, or sometimes, you know, we say this, well, may I be divinely guided today. That's our prayer. And then at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you go, oh my gosh, my lower self's been running the show the whole day. And it's like, man, I said I wanted to be divinely guided, but was I really? Did I really make space for the divine? No, you didn't. Well, I can tell you that when you're operating at a higher frequency, you do make space for the divine. Every aspect of your day, or it's close to, so many aspects of your day, the divine is there with you. The divine is there in so many forms. The divine is showing up in nature. You're chanting, you're singing to the divine. You're recognizing the divine in others. You're smiling at people. Your vibration is so much higher. Your moods are better. You are happier. You know, the human feeling of happiness, it stays with you for so much longer. You feel so much better about yourself. And then from a perspective of the divine just starts to flow into you, all aspects, you know, the wisdom series. This series is just growing. The community is growing. So there's physical, you know, there's abundance and prosperity benefits. The divine is really, really bestowing grace and prosperity onto this community, right? And because we're all in the physical realm together, we're all in this collective consciousness, we're sharing in that. We're sharing on that. I didn't tell you, but because it's, you know, it was never a goal of mine, but I lost 25 or even more pounds. I don't know. I didn't weigh myself, but literally one day I weighed myself and I'm like, whoa, this was never a goal, but physically I shed 25 pounds of physical weight that just wasn't there serving me anymore. And I feel so much better about myself. So you will feel better about yourself. These things will happen organically when your vibration raises.
So when we're looking at the physical body in relationship to our path of acceleration and ascension, right? We want to accelerate as we're going through this path of ascension. I feel it's important to nourish our bodies in a way that is, again, congruent with what we're looking towards, with what we want to achieve. If we want to have a high vibration and be able to channel or to be connected to our guides and the angelic realm and to kind of flow through multi-dimensions, isn't it important to also nourish our body with foods that correlate to that vibration?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you will, you know, by virtue of raising your vibration, that changes the frequency that you can tune into. So you, again, you've heard speaker after speaker say that you have this whole realm of beings who are attempting to communicate with you, but the frequency is not there. It's the AM, FM, you know, you're on AM, they're on FM. Or maybe they're on 98.5 and you're at 101.5. You know, there's a mismatch, and sometimes you can kind of catch in the middle. But this attunes you to those greater frequencies. So your frequencies are more attuned to the higher levels. And yes, when you look at the foods that you're putting in your body, and when you look at the whole foods, when you look at the foods that are alive, when you look at what's and you avoid that, because it's not serving you, you avoid that which isn't serving you. And you know this, and you ask, and you're constantly in tune. So you will, by extension, steer away from that which is not a higher vibration. So yes, organics, that's really, you know, the very, very, very beginning. But it doesn't mean that it's, you know, it's all good. But organic is where you start. And when you're eating higher vibrational foods, you look at things in a different way. You don't look at food as food. You look at food as, how is this nurturing my body temple so that I can raise my vibration and frequency?
Wow.
You don't.
Wow.
You don't. Yeah.
Wait a second. You mean you don't say, ooh, there's a little evil part inside of me that wants to gobble down that whole chocolate cake? You know, because we have those aspects within us, right, where we were reaching, you know, things like slow motion, reaching for the processed food, the potato chips. And in that moment, we must have a choice, but how come sometimes it feels like we don't? What is taking us over, and how can we overcome that?
Well, you know, there's absolutely an element here at play that we can't deny, and that, of course, there's certainly past life trauma, and there's certainly personas. So the element of you that was created at some point to deal with a particular situation that's still there, you know, there is still that aspect, and that aspect is something that has to be cleared as well. So I'm not saying that this is the wave of the magic wand and all of a sudden all your problems go away and all of a sudden you're enlightened. No, but it is a critical component to your spiritual evolution.
So there are ways that we can take care of the mindset and these cravings that we have. And the, you know, the motivation is towards that which we don't necessarily want. So it seems like there's a tipping point here where we do finally get to the place where we have work to clear enough. And I know that you have some great exercises as well, because you've taught them to me, to support our choices, to support honoring this body. But it does seem like there's a tipping point that you're talking about where finally we're going to get to that place and arrive at that place where we go, okay, wow, what am I really doing in this moment? Is that something that is going to nourish my body? Is it going to feed me, and is it in alignment with my higher level spiritual goals?
Right, right, yes. And let me be super clear on this. So this isn't about perfection. This is about being ready. It's not about perfection. And it's not about judgment. But what I can say is, as you start to adopt new lifestyle changes, and as your vibration raises, it gets easier and easier. Some people can't go 3 days without sugar. That has a debilitating effect on your body. There are things that you can do to mitigate the cravings. One of them, of course, is, you know, we spoke about the energetic work, but there are other things that you can do. There's alternatives. There's always better choices that you can make. And sometimes it's a case of just making better choices. But again, what I can say is that once you start to make the choices, it does become easier. Again, I went 6 weeks. I know this is not all about me, but I did go 6 weeks without any sugar in any form, which includes things like hidden sugars, maltodextrin, for example, in your capsules, in your supplements. You know, I went that far. I went to the extreme, and I have a little bit of that personality, I think, in my human design chart. And I have that ability. So 6 weeks. But for me, I had really made a commitment, not only to myself, but to my soul and to the divine, that I wanted to be a clear vessel. And I knew that once I kind of emerged from this process, once I emerged on the other side, that I would be a different person. And I am a different person. We spoke about your new self lows being higher than your old self highs. Yeah, you know, the emotional ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. You know, if you look at a wave, like it's down and up and down and up. That really evens out because as I mentioned, there's non-attachment in there, that you just feel non-attachment. There's non-judgment in there. There's just the belief, the knowing that you're a divine soul, and you're gentle with yourself, you're tender with yourself, and you believe and you know that you're an aspect of the divine, and what you are doing is creating a container to be better able to meet the divine.
So we go, how can this nourish and support my being? That's the question. If we're looking at that as not just food, right, but we're looking at that in regards to our whole environment, can you talk a little bit about the external world that we have impacting our vibration?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. Thanks for asking that. You know, when we go to a hotel, we put a sheet or a blanket or a towel over the television, right?
Well, we do. Because it's really, I don't know that everyone knows, but you might just tell them why.
Well, you know, being a portal, but it's also, you know, carrying everyone's energy who's been watching that TV, so that blanket helps you shield. Almost like you put a blue light over the mirrors and the windows, energetic blue light. It's just a form of protection. Well, one thing I did was I immediately, when I began this new journey, I put a blanket over my television, and it stayed there for a long, long time. It's off now, and every now and again I do watch some shows again. But here's my point. We take in vibrations. Everything carries a vibration, right? Your ears, the music that you're listening to, the sounds. So I don't know if you can hear this, but hear this. So, you know, obviously I'm speaking through a little microphone here. Did you all hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So that, of course, is a meditation, a tuning ball, toning ball, and that carries a vibration. Now, if I had to turn on the radio and there'd be commercials and there'd be songs that maybe are not carrying a vibration, ingest that. You ingest that through your ears. Okay, what are you watching? What are you ingesting through your eyes, right? That show that you're watching, is it of a high vibration? What movies are you watching? You know, your mouth. Well, we already spoke about your mouth, and that's the whole topic by itself. What about your skin, right? What lotions are you putting on your skin? You know, your skin is really just a mouth. It's really just another mouth. So when you put that lotion on your skin, would you eat that, right? Your body is processing that. And so, therefore, the vibration of that lotion is being absorbed by your body, and your poor body, bless its soul, is doing everything it can to process that out. It's all carrying our vibration. So the awareness around every single thing, and we can't control everything, I get it, but there's certain things that we expose ourselves to that we do have control over, we have choice over, that impact our vibration. And if we truly are ready, and we truly do say, yes, I do want to be the greatest version of myself today, tomorrow, and for all time. And I do want to accelerate my vibration. And I do want to meet my guides. And I do want to feel the vibrations in my hands or see the lights that I know. You know, I want to have those experiences that are from other dimensions. Yet we don't take care of what we have control over by choice. We are keeping ourselves stagnated and keeping ourselves dense. We're keeping those sandbags around that balloon by choice. You know, so we have to evaluate whether or not, you know, what is keeping us at that choice point? What is keeping us in density? You know, is it the pleasure of the taste? Is it the pleasure of the feeling? Evaluate that level of vibration of that choice that you're making. So there are choices that we can make, and I do urge people to start bringing awareness around these things because everything carries a vibration. And I've always said it either hurts or it helps. It either nourishes or it depletes. It's very seldom that something is completely neutral without causing a balance in a certain direction. Is what I'm watching, is what I'm eating, is what I'm feeling, is what I'm about to say going to help the situation, help the person, or hurt the situation? Is it going to deplete or is it going to nourish? Which one?
Okay. We got it. Wow. Thank you. All right. Well, what about, I was wondering if you want to share with them about the awareness bubble.
Yeah, the awareness bubble. So some people have heard me mention this over the years. And I initially had this this download that, you know, being present, what does it mean being present? And, you know, when I started His Every Action many years ago, which was a download from the divine that's right now on the shelf, so to speak, until, you know, the divine's going to utilize me to bring that out into the world in a fuller way, a fuller expression. But I originally had this, this download to share with men, the whole concept around His Every Action is activating his noble nature, how to really work with men to be the greatest expression of the noble self that they can be. And now that's extended to our every action. But this whole concept around the bubble is around being present. And so initially it was around the time. So imagine yourself with a, you know, with a 5-foot bubble around you, and your awareness is brought into that bubble and it stays within that bubble, and that's your awareness. So as you're walking down the street, if you look 50 feet in the future, that's in the future. That's in the future. You haven't passed that telephone pole yet. That's in the future. It's not in the present. So this is just an exercise to keep you in the present so that you contain your awareness within your aura, really. And so by extension, what you can do with the bubble of awareness is create or imagine that you're in a bubble around, which is really extending about 10 feet around your body. And this is a bubble of love, a bubble of high vibrational energy that you are conjuring, but allowing to be expressed through your being, right? Because it's already there in your being. You're just allowing to be expressed, and you fill up this entire bubble, this 10-foot in diameter bubble. And as you walk around, this bubble goes with you. You're completely surrounded by it so that everyone who comes into contact with you just wants to be with you, wants to be around you because they feel this divine love that you are expressing because you're carrying it around your body in this aura, in this bubble. And so that's the concept of the bubble, is always being aware of your projections and your ability to really bring forth higher degrees of vibration and share them with people who are close to you in immediate, I'm talking about physical proximity. And you can become aware of people when they enter your bubble, and knowing that when they enter your bubble, you share the high vibrations of love, kindness, compassion, non-judgment, and so forth. So you are really committing, sharing random acts of kindness, energetic collective consciousness with people that have no idea that you have this bubble of love around you. Like you're bumping into people in the grocery store and you're like sniggering to yourself, ha ha, awesome. You know, the divine is using me to just spread the love. It's just a cool exercise. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we know that you have a special connection with nature. We see on Facebook your videos that you always make to share your journeys when you go out each day, and you're out there and you're in that, you're kind of basking in Mother Earth's vibration. And you also have the special gift to connect people's hearts to the heart of Mother Earth. So I know that it's deeply rooted in your own soul and being. Can you talk a little bit about how nature is a factor as well in raising our vibration, the importance of that?
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Nature. Ah, the Mother Nature. Oh, nature. I mean, wow. And nature, where do you even begin? I mean, nature is just in service. And of course, the nature's agitated right now because of really, you know, the cycles that we're going through, the cycles that the Earth is going through, and things that, quite frankly, you know, people have received information on, but not everyone understands what the Earth's going through, and not everyone has a solution and can tell you why we're going through what we're going through. But what we can tell you is that for the most part, nature is in amazing, amazing harmony, and nature is in service to us. So just think of this, right? No matter how you feel, just imagine now that no matter how you feel, you could be in a quote unquote bad mood, or you could be angry, or you be carrying around some energy from someone else. Or maybe from a situation and there's anger in your aura. When you go into a forest, or when you immerse yourself in a lake, or when you walk into the mountains, nature is there being of service to you. Nature is carrying the vibration of peace, of love. Nature is always, always, always of service to you. When you lay on your back in a forest, you can just feel the peace and the love. So when I go into nature, I don't even make it a point. It's my being to communicate with nature, to be in deep gratitude for this knowing, for their service to us. And I actually think trees are, you know, further along on the evolutionary scale, but that's something else. so when I, you know, when I reach enlightenment, I'll become a tree. seriously, man, whoa. Yeah, so I go in with this deep sense of gratitude and knowing and appreciation. And I know we talk about gratitude a lot, but I don't think we talk about appreciation a lot because it is different from gratitude in a subtle way. If you truly appreciate what the nature is giving to you and offering to you. So I go into nature with this deep sense of gratitude, and I commune with nature. And some of you have seen the videos where I will, when I'm doing my forest wanderings, I will communicate with the guardians of that particular piece of land. And of course, I'm in a forest, but it can be in the desert, wherever you are. There is a soul, a guardian soul, soul, S-O-U-L, who is responsible for that patch of land. And I go into that patch of land and I commune with that. Usually it's a tree where I am. Usually it's one of the larger trees. And I commune and I tell them that, firstly, I ask permission to enter the land. And secondly, I tell them that I am going to bring forth my highest vibration so that I only bring forth higher vibration so that I may increase or match the vibration that they're giving me. So I'm never bringing any vibrations that are lower level vibrations because that would be like a betrayal to these beautiful beings. So that's
yes, so you want to honor them as much as they're offering to you.
Nicely put. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicely put.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and go to questions. You want to know how to connect your heart with the heart of Mother Earth, where that disconnection is, what you can do about it, or maybe you have a question about your vibration. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to be with Ian on the phone, or we can go into the cue box and take your question from there. All right, Ian, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's go to Toronto, Canada. Carlene, going to unmute you now. Hello there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Carly.
Okay. Hi. So I noticed for the past month, I've been feeling very down and blue, and I find it hard to laugh, and I'm wondering what's happening to me. I figured maybe it's the lunar eclipse or something, but I've just been feeling very dead in my spirit, and I can't laugh at anything. It's been happening like the past month.
Okay.
Are you able to see anything? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can let me ask you a couple of questions. So firstly, I'm not a psychic, although I do have intuitive we all have intuitive abilities to some degree. So
okay.
So this is something that is new for you?
If it's new for me, at this level, yes. Like I mean, I've felt down in the past, so this is like many years ago. But this one is a bit different. It feels a bit deep in my system,
yeah.
And I just can't laugh at anything. Like, I've never felt that before. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So there could be a few things going on, but what I'm going to focus on, Carlene, is how you can reconnect with nature to restore this element of laughter and joie de vivre and really feeling alive again.
Yes.
In your life. So are you in you're in Toronto?
Yes.
So let me ask you this before I even start. Let me ask you this. Are you making it a practice, a daily practice right now to leave the physical concrete city? I'm not sure where you live. Are you living in the city or in the countryside?
I live in the city.
Okay. All right. So are you making it a daily practice to commune with nature?
There is a park some distance away from where I live, but it's basically I'm in the city. There's not much greenery.
Yeah.
I'd have to walk maybe 30 minutes to find a park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's important, right? So the first thing is that, you know, when you have the city, with so much tribal energy. You're absorbing tribal energy, so you don't even know, and this is, you know, it could be a long conversation. You don't know if it's your energy or others' energy that's impacting you. So we'd have to really, you know, we could certainly spend time with you, but there could be multiple factors. But what you can do right now is really get your feet wet, especially in the summertime. And yeah. So if you can find a way in nature, like a pond, for example, to get your feet wet, and then when you have your feet soaking in the beautiful, beautiful, life-giving water, you can just imagine that that water is flowing up through your feet into your body, and you can feel the vibrancy of that water really flowing throughout your whole body. And as it does that, you can imagine that the beings that are living in the water are all celebrating your life, and you can feel them flowing up into your body and almost having a party inside of your body. But the key here, Carlene, is to get your feet wet at least to the ankles, at least to the ankles, okay? And you should be doing that no fewer than once a week, absolutely no fewer than once a week, right? Very important. Feel that coolness, but especially feel the vibrancy of the water almost regenerating your cells. And so you're almost replacing your blood with this beautiful, beautiful, life-giving water. And do that at least once a week. And that's the very beginning.
Okay.
Wow. Beautiful. Oh, I love it. All right. I was right there with you. Carlene, did you follow along? It almost felt like it was happening now.
Yes. I wish I were near to a beach, but I'm not. But
Make it a point. It feels good for you.
Your job is to find that, because that is what your soul is asking for. Now, there's something about the water that I don't know, but there is something about the water that is important for you. In fact, for you, it's actually to be swimming, but you know, submersing yourself entirely. But for now, at least up to the ankles.
Okay, I know that I have water meridians. I'm a water meridian. That I know.
Oh, there we go.
Well, there you go.
Beautiful.
Thank you to your higher self.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. If anyone else on the phone wants to have that reading, go ahead and raise your hand. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and go to the cue box right now, and let's go through some of those questions. Okay, here we go. Lucy from London says, if I'm addicted to sugar, does that impact my vibration? Can you help with suggestions?
Yeah. Hi, Lucy. Thanks so much for your question. So, yes. I mean, sugar is, you know, there's probably nothing besides, you know, literally drinking pesticides that is worse for your body and upsets the chemical balance than sugar. Sugar is in so many forms, and it is absolutely everywhere. And so it's really epidemic right now. So if you're addicted to sugar, then your vibration is being impacted. There's absolutely no question. So for you, Lucy, I don't know in what form you're taking the sugar. And I'm not a nutritionist, but I can tell you things that have worked for me. And you can kind of step down a little bit to coconut sugar. That can help you. Better yet, you can go to stevia, either drops or in powdered form. You can go to xylitol. But what I can share with you is that, Lucy, once you and your soul make that choice that you are ready to raise your vibration and frequency, the desire to eat sugar will decrease. And, of course, there's things that you can do like do the persona work on any aspect of yourself who is really addicted to sugar. There might have been a time in your life or a past life where you needed a high caloric intake. And that kind of feels like what's going on anyway, is that at some point in your life you needed to really, there wasn't a lot of food, so you would gravitate to the foods that had the highest caloric intake for a survival mechanism literally to save your life. And so there seems to be an aspect of you, persona, that needs to be integrated and dealt with from that perspective. So that's energy work that would need to be done. But to answer your straight up question, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's impacting you. Beautiful. No question.
Okay, next up is Bill from Santa Monica. Hi, I'd like to raise my vibration, but I live in an apartment building with low energy. How can I raise my vibration in this environment?
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thanks for writing in, Bill. Let me just see what's going to be best for you here. You know, I don't know if this is true at all, Bill, but if you still consuming soda, then I would encourage you not to. I don't know if you are, but that's something. So it might not be soda, but it might be any sort of sugary drink, which includes health drinks. In fact, health drinks are some of the greatest culprits. So again, not sure if you are, but sugar for you also, just like Lucy. But that also includes possibly too much honey. So the first thing that you need to do, and I'm just getting that, you know, it's either fruit juice or something that you're actually drinking sugars. So that's the one thing that you need to do. And then secondly, develop a practice of certainly clearing and cleansing, right? So because you're in an apartment building, you are ingesting energy, you know, energy, of course, you know, so we think we're in our little cocoon, but we're not, right? It's going through walls. It goes from here to Australia, for heaven's sake, right? And New Zealand and all over the world, right? That's energy. So that energy, the communal think tank, the tribal chaos is more prevalent in an apartment. So for you, your cleansing rituals are going to be so important. So your salt bath is going to be so important. If you can do your energy work, so your physical energy work where you do cleansing of your aura, that's going to be so important. And then also your daily self-care, you know, and that could take on many, many forms, but really, really caring for yourself and nourishing yourself, really, not obeying, that's completely the wrong word, but honoring your own rituals. So don't forego your own rituals because you're feeling maybe others' energy or the collective mm-hmm. density. Honor your own rituals.
Yeah.
You know,
that's important to have structure, right? It's important to have that structure and to stick with it when there's a lot of vibrational energies moving in and through you and kind of bouncing up against you. But again, Ian, you had mentioned earlier, you know, when we go to a hotel room, we imagine blue energy, pranic energy coming out of our hands and fingertips. And we go to each mirror, which is a portal, and we make sure that we put that blue light. And it's very easy that you can do that for your ceiling or whichever wall is connected to, you know, has a neighbor on the other side, that you can do that. It's very easy for you to do that. And just imagine it coming from the heart, out the hand and fingertips, and know that that is a protective, beautiful, protective little light shield that can support you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready? Next one,
okay.
Sally from Sacramento says, I struggle with feeling connected to nature. Growing up, I always had a fear of it. What can I do?
Mm. All right, Sally, thank you so much for your question. Yeah, so Sally, for you, and this is something, this is interesting. It's not quite sure, evident why yet. I think it's because I'm being shown for you, Sally, to, you know, and this might seem a little counterintuitive to you because you're going to say, but wait a minute, it's dark. You would benefit from enjoying nature and communing with nature at night time. So being out in the quietness, the stillness of nature, stars, moon, doesn't have to be the darkest hours, but just where it's still and it's quiet and experiencing that element or that mood of nature during that quiet and peaceful time will restore your faith in nature and mm-hmm. allow you to reconnect and realize that nature is not only an ally, but also a partner in your own soul's evolution.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have someone from San Francisco, California, 6985, last four digits, 6985. Hello, who is this?
My name's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you. It was really nice listening to you. And I was just, you know, curious, and I live in the Bay Area, and I was wondering how I can, you know, connect to my true inner soul.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Let me see what's coming through for you, Robin. You know, what's coming through is the security and the just the solidness of rock, right? Just rock. So I'm talking about exposed rock, but exposed rock. If you expose rock that you can find, either near the coast, be, and just laying your body on that, and just connecting your chakra to the chakra of that rock, and then by extension down to the heart of Mother Earth. Really, really imagining that connection that, that you have with Mother Earth through that amazing, amazing, solid, secure, and safe rock. So for you, I just get that you need to be in a place of safety to feel that connection.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, Robin. Much love.
Love that. Aww. Yeah, rock, huh? So powerful, strong, supportive. All right. Well, we still have in store for you a beautiful process Ian's going to take us through, where Mother Earth connection actually is very supportive for your heart and for you opening, restoring the connection with the heart and allowing you to be in that place of receptivity. So before that, I'd like, Ian, if you would take us to your package offering that you have for us. And for those of you that need that special offer page, it is wotasummit.com/Ian. That's all lowercase, wotasummit.com/Ian. And I'd love for you to do that. Also, if you're on the interview page, you can click the orange button and that will take you there. So Ian, would you please share with us a little bit about what your offering is and how you can support people coming into greater sense of acceleration for their ascension process?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. And really, this is just such an honor for me to be able to share this. And, you know, I've really been shown how important this is for our soul's path and evolution. It is something that I have found in my own circles that is overlooked and even, you know, from a human perspective, underappreciated what an impact this has. Because it's not just about the actions we take, it's about the accompanying vibration that results when we take those actions. So that's really the key here. What happens when we take those vibration, take those actions, and how does our vibration change? And so many people, I hear it, and I've heard it for years, and I've been nudged, by the way, for years to actually put this together. So many people really don't know where to start, or maybe they do, but they just have a couple of ideas. And so what this package is bringing it all together in one place to help and support you. And it's not just, you know, boom, a huge information, you know, offering to you. It's actually going to be, you know, dripped out, so there's time to integrate and process. But this is the Enhance and Accelerate Your Vibration package, and it's taking care of that, the physical, practical aspects that are required for accelerating and enhancing our vibrations so that we can connect with the higher realms, so that we can feel what it feels to operate most of the time on a high level vibration, which, oh, by the way, has tremendous physical benefits. I mean, feeling awesome is awesome. Feeling great is, it's amazing. You know, feeling radiant and healthy and vibrant, it feels great. You know, just shedding any density from a physical perspective that is not needed feels great. It feels great. And so I've put this together. So the first thing is we're going to have a group gathering and intention call. So that is going to be on Friday the 17th, and then we're going to repeat it on Saturday, two Fridays in a row. Wouldn't that be cool? Yay, four-day weekend. So we're going to have that call on Friday the 17th. And what that is getting together as a collective, going to talk through the package, talk through how it's going to unfold. And then we're also going to be doing some processes on that intention call. So it's a way for us all to get there, all to get together, and kind of put the stake in the ground or the line in the sand together and step over that line energetically and say, I'm ready, we're ready. So we'll have the collective support of everyone who signs up for this package. So that's what we're going to do. And then there are three guided journey audios. One is bringing in the light, one is preparing to receive, and then aligning and upgrade. So in the bringing of the light, what we do is we bring in the blue light. And the blue light identifies areas in our physical body that where density is. And it's not necessarily physical, but it can be. And it's also energetic. And then we bring in the golden light and we do a clearing on that. Because what we're doing here is we're moving from the old to the new, right? Figuratively turning over that new leaf. We're evolving and we're moving from the old to the new. The second guided journey is preparing to receive, where we actually call in the spirit teams to help us on our journey, to accompany us on our journey. We set the intentions, we create the sacred space, and we go through a guided meditation that opens the heart and the chakras to receive, and we receive the support from all the beings that are just there waiting for us to be able to communicate with us, waiting for that moment where we are able to finally operate at that frequency where we can hear and experience and commune. So that's preparing to receive. And then we align and upgrade, which is a beautiful guided journey where we commune and meet Divine Mother, Divine Father. We receive the support. We receive the highest levels of vibrational support, the universal frequencies that will allow us to truly, truly receive as we begin this upgrading our frequency journey. And then Crystal Hughes, who has the Academy for the Soul, and she has this incredible integrative soul technology process, the IST process, that works with personas, is going to hold a group clearing call where she's going to take you through, and I'll let you finish this off, take you through.
You want me to share? Yeah.
Clearing,
okay,
yeah.
So,
why'd you...
so with this group clearing, and I want to just share just a bit about this, you know, as we're going through the ascension process, and it's kind of like riding that wave, right? Sometimes we're on the up wave and sometimes we feel we're on the down wave, but inside, again, we have to be congruent, and our masculine and feminine need to be working together to support us. That's how we have this great foundation that we build our container on. The relationship between our own masculine and feminine is a vital part in our evolutionary process and in raising our vibration. When those two are at odds, or when either one is sabotaging the other, it's very difficult to feel that sense of wholeness within your being. So what I'm offering here inside Ian's package is a group clearing. So we're going to do this live. We're going to get on the phone, and I'm going to take you through the IST process where we're going to pull out and observe the masculine that could sabotage, that is sabotaging potentially for sugar or you eating chemicals or gluten or any of those things that are not healthy for your body. But also it could be for any kind of pattern that you know you have. In other words, you know it's good for you to go out in nature, but you don't do it. You know it's good for you to meditate, but you don't do it. Why? Why are we having these experiences of sabotage? Well, our masculine and feminine saboteurs internally are at odds with our higher self. So we are going to go deep into the process, pulling each one out, transforming each one, and then unifying them so that they're on board. So the work that you do in the modules with Ian is actually going to be easier because you will have done a massive amount of clearing of those saboteurs that have been living inside of you that you've had no control over.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So that is part of the program. And then there's a set of five modules that I've put together. And they deal with the mind. They deal with your body temple. They deal with nature, so reconnecting with the mother. They deal with your heart and spirit, which is getting back to alive. And I'm not going to read through everything, but let me give you some highlights around this. So the mind deals with the spiritual aspects. So this is a little bit about the self-care. This is about the daily practices, the spiritual practices, like so the being grounded, the anchoring in, right? These are practices that are so important to being able to receive, right? To awareness, to being totally present and mindful, right? Calling your energy back to you. So this is, these are some basic energy practices, yet they're so important. Also, and there's MP3s as well that are included in most of these sections where I actually take you through and give you examples and do a little show you, so to speak, so that you've got the auditory follow along. And then, you know, we talk about early morning meditation. We talk about, you know, the importance of that. Why early morning? And also some meditation practices. Then, of course, we talk about pineal gland decalcification. I'll take you through a pineal gland decalcification exercise. Because the pineal gland is the seat of higher consciousness in the mind, because of things like fluoride and the food we eat that calcifies our pineal gland, I'll take you through a process that actually assists energetically in decalcifying that pineal gland. And yes, of course, there are tremendous ways that we can help that process through our food, and that's the next section, the body temple, but this is the energetic aspect of that. We talk about I am statements. We talk about in meditation, right? Being part of the mind aspect of this, not just affirmation standing in front of the mirror as I say, you know, gosh darn it, people like me, but we go through these because they carry a vibration. Right? The worthiness, the self-love, they carry a vibration. All of these adding up increase your vibration. So this is a set of practices and guidelines that will help you raise your vibration. And I promise you, it helps you raise your vibration. I can guarantee it raises your vibration. Then we talk about the body temple, the importance of movement. I give some guidelines around the sun salutation. Just really, really easy ways to move your body and rebounding and various exercises that are basically Tai Chi related. We talk about a solid food vacation, actually giving your poor body a break from solid food for a few days. So we actually go through that together. So one of the weeks we go through that together and everyone's going to do that. So the collective is going to be committed together and going through that together. So there's support, there's energetic support for you there. And just giving your body a break from the solid food, it's not difficult. And we show you how to do that. And then we talk about the purification. We talk about the high vibrational foods, the juices. I'll give you some recipes. you know, this isn't just a total immersion in here's 25 recipes, here, go do it. Also, mindful practices around when you cook, when you create, there's mindful practices around that. So this really is a spiritual journey woven into all of these practices, even the salt bath process, which is around detoxifying your body and clearing your energetic field. And then we talk about nature. We talk about walking meditation. I share some walking meditation practices with you. I talk about in detail or in greater depth the guardians of the land that I spoke to you about, and then some of the gratitude practices that have helped me in my own personal journey. And a lot of this is based on my own personal journey, but these are things that I've been asked to share with you as well, things that have made a deep and profound impact in my own life and will make an impact in yours. Then we talk about our heart, right? You know, opening the heart, being authentic, the selfless service, the compassion for our planet, the connecting with the collective. Being in our heart is so important. And I share with you ways to really do that, to really feel that you're overflowing with love and compassion for all, which is really, really one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves and give the planet. And then, you know, the getting to alive, the spirit, feeling alive. I take everyone through a process where you remember what it feels like to be alive. Do you remember what it feels like to be alive, to actually say the words, I'm alive, right? I mean, it might have been years since you felt that way. It's so important. The universe is innocent. The divine is innocent. It's one of the most endearing, amazing properties. In fact, the Mahatma, one of the Mahatmas, has told us that innocence is one of the top five virtues to cultivate. So remember your innocence. Make time for yourself. And then, of course, not only kids skip, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, there are things that we can do. And some of these might seem simplistic, and some of them are simplistic. Well, they're more simple than simplistic. But together, as a collective, for you, all these practices, and there's a lot of practices, but it's spread out over a few weeks because it's important that these are integrated, so that when I roll out a module, it's going to be this week we're going to focus on this module, because I know that if it's all at once, oh boy, this is too much, I can't do it. It might seem overwhelming, and that is not how are we going to succeed here. And, you know, even though this isn't a goal, it's actually a practice. This is a practice in mindfulness. It's a practice in adopting a way of life that is going to enhance your relationships. It's going to increase your vibration. It's going to ensure that you're in a better mood 90% of the time, really, where the lows, like, where's the lows? Where they go? When was the last time I felt that way? Oh, I'm no longer.
Where's
I'm
the
no longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whoa. I mean, you know, and people who I'm around can attest. I spoke to one of my friends who has been meditating for over 20 years, like every single day. I kid you not. He's like, I want to try what you're doing. Right? So there's an example of someone who's on a spiritual practice, who's doing all the spiritual work, but hasn't integrated the physical aspects truly into his life in a more holistic fashion. And it becomes truly second nature, because it is your nature. It is your nature. These things that we're speaking about are, it's your nature. It's your true self, right?
Yes, I think it's sometimes, Ian, you know, people can't get to that because, again, they're so weighed down. And I think what you're doing is you're creating a structure for them that's going to be a structure they can follow very easily, and with these audios that they can, you know, pop in and listen to when they need that, instead of reaching for the sugary thing or the salty thing, they can pop on one of your audios. I think that pineal gland decalcification audio, I know you actually, in the retreats that I put on, you run that portion of my retreat where we do the pineal gland decalcification. I know that you know that so well, and I'm glad that you're sharing it with everyone, but I think you are holding a great space. We can all feel that you're invested in us getting it, and you're invested in us getting there. And so if you have been wanting to be courageous and to go down this path of really making changes with your body, with your mind, with the way that you are emotionally, your attitudes, your demeanor, I think that this is something that's going to really serve you so that you can feel safe and secure with Ian and to allow him to deliver this in a way that is going to support these minute shifts and changes that, again, are going to amplify your capacity to also connect so deeply into your heart. I know that's one of the things that is in the way, is the blockages and the unworthiness in the heart space. It doesn't allow you to feel that deep connection. So here he's using Mother Earth, and he's supporting you in connecting, reconnecting with her to allow you to feel the nourishment as you're going through the transition to bring yourself to a new place of awareness and to accelerate you. Because if you don't get that now, it's going to be difficult later on to come back around. You don't want to do it the way I did, you know, where I had to come back around to it. So getting that now, supporting yourself in this way. There's a package offer here, enhance and accelerate your vibration. Total value is $1,139. You get an 89% discount. So it includes the group gathering intention call, set of three upgrade for receiving audios. You're going to get the special group gathering call with me, where I'm going to take you through transforming the saboteurs of your masculine and feminine. And then you're going to get the five modules that are going to support you and go deep. And you've got the option of, you know, listening to those guided journeys, also seeing it visually displayed in written form. So whichever way you learn, whichever way you take it in. So that's all for $121. You can get that now and get started right away. That's going to support you. And you're going to start to be in a container held in this love, held in this vibration, and with the others that are on this call that also jump in. So important right now, operate in a higher frequency so you're not thrown off your path, but you can continue to move down your path. So thank you, Ian, for bringing this to our lives. I know I'm going to be in there too. I love this. Very comprehensive. Thank you so much for creating it.
Of course, of course. And it's really, it's a compliment to everything that we're doing today. It's a compliment, and it's a vital component that it's really been shown to me how important it is. And here, because we're in a spiritual community, we have a tendency to overlook the importance of this aspect, either because it's too uncomfortable, it's too difficult, or maybe we just undermine or don't understand the importance of this aspect because we do all the spiritual work and we operate in the higher realms. Well, this helps remove the sandbags. It really does. And I've really been called to offer this to everyone in this community who is this is a spiritual community, and not just a spiritual community like a meditation community. I mean, this is a community who yearns for a connection with the divine, yearns for connection with other realms to accelerate their awakening and ascension process. And
so
I've really been
Shannon,
called to offer this to ensure that, yeah, that people understand that.
Can I interrupt you?
Of course.
I have a question here. It's important because Shannon says she wants to know, she says your package sounds awesome. Does it actually help to remove cravings?
Yes. Yes, it does. Because when your vibration changes, your cravings, cravings are lower level, right? They are lower level thought forms. They're lower level vibrations, right? And certainly, you know, crystal component within the package is going to directly address that. But absolutely, man, you don't want to know how much sugar I was putting in my coffee, girlfriend. You do not want to know. You do not want to know. I mean,
he was
seriously
pretty embarrassed. Yeah,
I had all the
packages. Yeah,
I was charged separately for my sugar bill. Let's put it that way. When I had a cup of coffee, this is for your coffee, and this is for the sugar. They ain't. Oh, I. You know. oh, I can't have coffee there because I can't unscrew the lid of the jar and use teaspoons.
Yeah.
You know, it was that bad. I don't have that
anymore. I love what Melissa's saying here. If I can interrupt again, just to, because there's people that really want to share in what you're bringing up. You know, Melissa says, nature is key to life on all levels in every way. My whole reason to live is to be in nature. She is all that keeps me here. Nature is our sustenance, and we must come into balance with her. Honor. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Melissa.
So,
beautiful.
You know, I think that that just is something that, that we want to come around to, you know, if we want to be of service to ourselves, but more importantly, we want to utilize the energies that we have to support Mother Earth and all of nature. Very important. Very important. Yeah. So
the
Ian,
word that is coming to me now. Yeah. I will take you on a guided journey. Well, the word that is coming to me now that I need to communicate is the word is springboard. Springboard. You taking care and raising your vibration is a springboard. If you want that springboard, then this is the journey you take with your physical body, honoring your physical body as a vessel and a springboard to accelerate your ascension. It's that important.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay, now would you take us on this amazing process that you have for us? The Mother Earth Connection process. Thank you.
All right, everyone, I'm going to take you through a process that is going to connect your beautiful, beautiful heart with the heart of Mother Earth and restore that connection or enhance that connection. So everyone, now I'm going to give a normal disclaimer, please, not when you're driving. Sitting with your spine as straight as possible. Imagining a golden filament pulling up the top of your head, keeping your spine nice and straight. Allow that energy to flow. Yeah. Beautiful. So just bringing your energy back to you, wherever it might be, from projects or tasks or activities that have taken place today or in the past, or projects or tasks or activities or conversations that are yet to occur in the future. Bring that energy back to you. The only place it needs to be right now is in your body, below your eyebrows, from your spine, behind your eyes, packing it in as if in a tube all the way down, and then let it just flow into your legs and your feet, and feel yourself just getting heavier, a good heavy, sinking in as your energy comes back to you. Sometimes you have to visualize that. Now stepping into your heart, feeling your heart open wide, stepping into your heart, just feeling a soft and warm and loving heart, stepping into your heart and really aligning your heartbeat, your own heartbeat, with the heartbeat of the universe. You feel the synchronicity. And while you're in your own heart, imagine now that wherever you're sitting, at the very, very center of this beautiful, beautiful planet we call Earth is actually a heart. Because it is. Mother Earth's heart. And you can feel the warmth and the love and the compassion and the kindness and the peace. You feel the cool breeze on a hot day. You can feel the coolness of the water in summertime. You can see the majesty of the mountains. It's all Mother Earth love expressed in the physical form. Picture all the beauty. Visualize the beauty visualize that mountain lake with the mountain reflected, whatever comes to mind where you think back and you just go, whoa, this is just amazing. Just feel that beauty and just feel what that beauty feels like inside your body. Think back to a time where you were just stunned in complete awe with the physical manifestation, the display of beauty that Mother Earth put on for you. Sunset, whatever it might be. And bring forth a feeling of gratitude and appreciation for this amazing, amazing beauty. Just feel the depth of gratitude. Thank you that you have been allowed to see this amazing beauty. And feel what that feels like inside your physical body. Such beauty, such gratitude, such appreciation. Now imagine that there is a connection, however you visualize, between your heart and Mother Earth's heart. So a physical connection. Any sort of connection. Whatever comes to you is the right way. And there's a connection between you and the heart of Mother Earth at the center of this earth. It's a gentle connection, but it's a firm connection. And it's definitely a connection. And you can feel that. And you can feel as Mother Earth just gently, gently flows her love to you. And you can feel your own heart swelling as Mother Earth's love is received within your being, within your heart. And that love permeates throughout your entire being and overflows into your aura. And you feel the warmth, the acceptance, the complete acceptance, the non-judgment. You feel the gratitude that Mother Earth has for you. For your vibration, for your contribution, for your presence, for your awareness, for your efforts. And in exchange, you send your love down to Mother Earth, watching as it flows down the tube or the connection that you have. And you feel Mother Earth accept and appreciate that, acknowledge your love. And now you have the realization that you are one. You are one with Mother Earth. There is no separation. It's all one. It's all one. And you know that. You just know it. You feel the gratitude. And you feel the love. You feel love knowing that this is one. One collective consciousness. And if there's any fracture that you feel, you ask now that Mother Earth restores that fracture. So looking into your heart and your being, just scanning top to bottom, bottom to top, if there's any fracture from the divine, you ask that Mother Earth, almost like a band-aid, but really an integration, just energetically, just seals and repairs that fracture back into wholeness. And in your whole being, you feel the wholeness. You feel the knowing. The knowing that you are truly an aspect of the divine and truly and really an element of the greater field of consciousness and the God self. And now you look at that connection, and that connection is not going to go away. It might take a different form. You might get a sense that that connection is maybe evaporating, but it's always there. It might not have such a physical look to you, but that connection between you and Mother Earth is always, always there. It has been established. It will never be broken. Energetically, that connection is always there. The love. The appreciation, the knowing, the acknowledgement of each other. It's always there. And so we give thanks. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
It was like an energetic chiropractic adjustment in my spine.
Mm-hmm.
When you said, are there any fractures, it was right in my back, this little tiny place in my back that hurts sometimes. And when you did that, I felt a rush of vibration through my body and then suddenly just like moved it into place, just aligned it.
Wow. Wonderful. That's the universe working through us, divine working through us in ways that we have no idea most of the time how we're being used.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have the highest vibration and we consciously increase our vibration and our frequency, the divine has greater capacity to use us as earth angels in ways that we have no idea of how we're being used. We just know we are being used. We just know that that frequency, that vibration is pure and good, and it will only do good. It will only increase the vibration of others, and it will only alleviate pain and suffering. We're being used by the divine when our vibration is higher.
Thank you.
Mm.
What a beautiful
Thank
message
you.
For us all. Yeah. Okay, anything coming through for you to share? Did you want to do a couple more questions or anything important that we didn't cover?
Right now, I think it's a wrap. I think we have gone through the information, and you know, my prayer is that the words or the vibration behind the words will resonate, and that if you are feeling any nudge to take action from a lower self physical perspective, although I don't believe that's really the case so much anymore, but a lower self physical perspective, when you make these changes in your life, brothers and sisters, sweet love, your life will change. You will not feel like the same person. Your life will change. You will physically feel the difference. You will be altered physically.
Yeah, it's like
and vibrationally.
You know, energetically, when I look in, it's like a veil, or if you will, the windshield has got the splatterings and, you know, the dirt and everything. And when you really start to support yourself in a holistic way, it's just like that veil, you know, the windshield gets clear and clean. And now you can see, you can really see the truth, see it for yourself, and allow yourself to come into such a beautiful place of self-love, trusting yourself. Right? sometimes because we make these choices that aren't for the best for us. And it can even be, you know, people that we're around that that we involve ourselves with. You know, it brings us down. But I think with this, when we start to make the choices and make the shifts and changes throughout our whole entire being and our lifestyle, then suddenly we reap those rewards and we find ourselves in that place of trust, that we know we can rely on ourselves, that we're not just saying one thing and doing something else, and that we're not a phony, you know, because as you stated so eloquently before, it does matter for us to include our physical body as well as to pay attention to our energetic body. So thank you again for bringing this forth, Ian. We truly appreciate it. And again, if
I just wanted to say one thing, just one last thing that is coming through, because you mentioned other people, your ability to be triggered is greatly reduced. Your love for others is greatly enhanced. You look at people through new eyes, different eyes of love, strangers, people that might have upset you in the past. When your vibration is higher, you are a different being. You are a being of greater love. And man, that feels good. You know, that really feels good.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone, if you'd like to participate in Ian's program that's going to support you truly in enhancing and accelerating your vibration, it is at WOTASummit.com/Ian, WOTASummit.com/Ian. And we would just invite you into the space as we go through it. Again, I'm going to have a beautiful offering there as well to support you clearing any of the saboteurs inside of you. And we just give great thanks. We give great thanks for you, Ian, for this platform that you've created, Wisdom of the Ancients. We invite everyone to the Facebook page and, you know, to just be in that place of celebration as well for our lives, for each other, for nature. Ian often posts videos there, which are really wonderful to see, and to just be included in this container. Again, it's such a safe, protective, beautiful container that has you feeling like you're held by the divine. So we so are so grateful for you. And let's give thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father, Masculine, Feminine, all of our guides, angels, guardian angels, all the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to the ancient ones, Mother Earth, Father Sun, to our beautiful moon that serves us so well in our cycles and divine reflections of our growth and our expansion, to our wise one team and to our higher selves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.